Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to have to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today, and I pray that you stay in tune and have an open ear to what the Lord is trying to speak to you about and hear the Word of God. And I tell you, don't be distracted and don't turn it off, but just get still and let the Holy Spirit deal with you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, and He'll deal with you. He knows where you're at. He knows what your sins are. He knows what you stand in need of, what burdens you have, and what cares you have, trials. And I tell you, there's nothing hidden inside of God. He knows everything about you. And I tell you, if you just get open and honest with Him, and I tell you, He'll help us. That's everybody. Everybody is saved too. I tell you, we need to come to Him and be honest with Him and open with the Lord and wanting Him to speak to us. He already knows everything about us, and we just got to be humble and sincere and earnest and honest with the Lord. And I tell you, there's mercy with the Lord. Thank God, there's mercy with the Lord. He has mercy on us, and He helps us. I'm thankful to know that the book of 1 John tells us, He said, I write unto you that you sin not. But if you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. If we say we have not sinned, then we not telling the truth. So we, according to the flesh, this flesh is rotten, it's vile, and it's depraved, and we got to confess our sins to God every day. I'm talking about not willful acts of sin. That's something we willful act, we do. But I'm just talking about just the sins that's in the flesh, the thoughts of the mind, the sin. I mean, all types of things. But every day we got to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. That's what I'm trying to say. We got to cleanse ourselves daily from the flesh. How rotten, it's filthy. And so we got to cleanse ourselves. And we that are saved, be honest with the Lord. He'll have mercy on us. He'll forgive us and help us. And He'll strengthen us. And He'll feed us. And He'll direct us. And He'll guide us. I tell you, as we open up our hearts and we ask for that leadership, I tell you, He said that He would. He said that He'd send back the Comforter. When Jesus went away, before He went away, He told His disciples that the Holy Spirit would come and that would guide you through all truth. I tell you, that would be with you even to the end of the world. I tell you, it would be there to comfort you, to encourage you, to convict you. I mean, thank God we have what we need in the Word of God. And the Lord gave us what we need when He saved us. He equipped us. I tell you, He gave us everything. The fullness of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And He gave it to us when we got saved and made us a new creature. And so therefore we'll glorify Him and we'll lift Him up. And thank God we can always come unto Him. We can run unto Him and we're saved. He's our refuge. Like the psalmist says, He's our refuge. We can go. He's our high tower. We can run and we're saved. I tell you, we have a place. There's a place that you can go. I tell you, we can abide under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. I tell you, He's our trust. He's our help. He's our strength. I mean, He's our shade during the day. He just clouds over us and helps us, encourages us. And I mean, through dark times and difficult times. And I tell you, I'm thankful that I have a friend that stick it closer than a brother. I tell you, I have someone that loves me enough that died for me, knows my every need, and He meets it every day. He meets my needs. And I tell you, I just can't thank Him enough for that today. And my prayer to God is today, if you're not saved, you get saved, that you'd come to know Him as your personal Savior. He's not a prejudice. And I tell you, the Lord is just. And all that will come unto Him, He will no wise cast out. No matter what you've done, who you've done it to, He'll have mercy on you. As long as you had blasphemed the Holy Spirit, you had blasphemed the Holy Ghost, the Bible said there's forgiveness of your sins. And I tell you, most people, I tell you, there is some that's done that. I believe most people have done things out of ignorance, and there's people do things that's cussed God, they blame God, they've been bitter against God, and that's different. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit is when, I tell you, God is using someone in the power of the Holy Spirit, and you make fun of that, and you make joke of that, and you do things to hinder that. You got to be careful. Only God knows when people have gone too far. But I'm thankful to know that if you come unto Him, I tell you, no matter what you've done, you come to Him and pour out your heart. your broken heart and contrite spirit, He'll have mercy. He'll forgive you of all your sin and wash you clean and make you a new creature in Christ. No matter how bad you've been, I tell you, it don't matter how deep you've gone. I tell you, no matter how deep the stain of sin is gone, I tell you, the blood of Jesus will wash it white as snow. I tell you, it'll wash it out. There's no stain, no hard stain that the blood cannot cleanse. I tell you, He cleanses every stain. He makes it white. He makes it clean. And I tell you, He'll make you clean. When you get saved, you'll have a clean heart. You'll walk in newness of life. I tell you, you won't be walking around with condemnation. You won't be walking around with things like that that's grieving you, the things you've done. And I tell you, I live a life like that. I tell you, I'm not much anything, but I'm honest with the Lord. And I tell you, I ask Him to help me every day. But I don't have to look over my shoulder. I don't have to be concerned about if I've done something or been shady or what have you, that's going to come back and bite me, because I try to handle everything in an upright way. And I try to do what God tells me to do and be honest before people. And I don't have no secret sins like that. I tell you, sins I have are just being human, and the thoughts that the devil runs in my mind, and just dealing with this flesh, with this attitude or whatever it is. But I tell you, I don't live in a way that of sin and trying to cover it up and hide it and those types of things. I try to be open before God and ask Him to have mercy on me. But I don't have to live in that type of life where I'm concerned about someone or I've done somebody wrong or what have you. I tell you, I've tried to be just in my dealings, and I've tried to be just with people. And I tell you, I'm human and I'm full of holes and I'm not perfect, but I'm striving for that perfection, Mark. And I can only do it through Christ Jesus. I can't do it within myself. But I tell you, I'm thankful to know that when He saved me, He gave me that peace. He took the condemnation away, and I don't walk around with that guilt. I tell you, when I fall, if I come short and I grieve the Holy Spirit, then I repent over it. I ask Him to have mercy on me, forgive me, and cleanse me. And I'm real with Him. I'm honest with Him, and He does. And like I said, I'm not running after sin. I'm not in the willful acts of sin. I'm not doing those things. I tell you, I'm not doing anything to harm my body unless I just eat sometimes more than I should or that type of thing. And I try not to be a glutton, but I do eat things that I want and things that will cause a weight gain. And I'm not overweight, but I definitely ain't skinny. So I try to thinking about that as well, that I need to slow down and eat better things and take care of my body. My body's a temple, and I want to be able to keep it. I want to feel good. I want to be able to be strong for the Lord and for this work's sake. And so I want to take care of the temple that He gave me. But all this is important today, and everything, the way we live and walk, talk, eat, dress, I mean, everything. We must weigh it up in the Word of God. We need to judge ourselves by the Word of God. And the Bible said if we judge ourselves, we won't have to be judged by the Lord. He won't have to chastise us. If we know we're wrong, we see that we're come up short and we confess it, I tell you, God helps us. And He don't have to chastise us like a rebellious child. I tell you, He'll deal with us, of course, as sons and daughters. And He's always long-suffering, and He's always merciful. But it comes a time, if we continue to get rebellious and stiffen our necks and run our way, if you're saved, God's going to have to lay down the chastising rod on you. He's going to have to deal with you, because He's a just God. He don't want you to be conformed to this world, but He wants to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You might please Him. He's called you and chosen you to be a soldier. And so He whips His own. If He don't chastise you, then you're not His son. You're not His daughter. You're not a child of God. I tell you, He only is going to chasten those that are His. And He will beckon the sinner to come. He will deal with you. He will give you a place of repentance if you'll take it. What the bottom line is, if you've never been saved, then the devil's your spiritual father. And so you'll go to hell with him if you don't get your sins on the blood and get saved. I tell you, that's just straight. That's just straight shooting. That's what the Lord called me to do, is shoot straight. Tell it like it is, but tell it in love and go forth, preach the word. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said, now preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and sound doctrine. He said, and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they will, Bible said here, but after their own lust shall heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And that's what happens when people turn their ears from the truth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to be reproved. And they don't want God to, or someone to tell them by the word of God that they're not to do certain things. And they'll turn away. They'll cause their ears to be deaf, be closed up, dull of hearing. And the Bible said they'll be turned unto fables. They'll go serve all kind of strange things. But the Bible said, that he told Timothy here that but watch thou in all things and endure afflictions and do the work of evangelists and make full proof of your ministry. He told him to make full proof and preach it like it is and preach it, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and sound doctrine. The Bible said line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. We're to give the word of God and it ought to be sound doctrine. We got so many doctrines today that are out of hell itself, and we have doctrines that does not recognize. Well, it says Jesus is not the Son of God. I mean, there's doctrines of just all types of false doctrines of different things of the Word of God. I mean, they want to deny certain things, whatever. I mean, just doctrines of demons. And so we got to be careful. We got to right divide the word of truth. You can take the word of God and people do it and they butcher it and they preach things and they say things that are not true. But the Bible tells us that we're to study it. That's what he's telling him, to study it, make full proof of your ministry. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, but right dividing the word of truth. And the Bible tells us here in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3, it says, in the last days perilous times shall come, and the men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Boy, we're living in that time. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Boy, are we living in that time. You do good, you try to live for God, you are despised. Traitors. People are traitors. I mean, just turning on you. Pretending to be something when they're not. Hypocrites, if you please. Heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Men of proud and pride and just so high-minded. And just lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Boy, we're living in these times, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. People, that's the way they live. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I tell you, they do honor God with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. So we live in those times of wicked people, people pretending. We got people in the pulpits pretending. I tell you, they're not of the Lord. And the Bible said they're deceived, and yet they're deceiving the people. But I tell you today, my time's so quickly come and gone. I hope, pray, if you're not saved, you get saved. Just call on Him out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Get sorry that you sinned against God. He'll have mercy. He'll save you, make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.